Remember, you're listening to a show that refers to you as a maggot. Self-esteem much? And now, back to Rad Radio.
All right, got this email, rad@radradio.com, from Christine.
Hi, Christine.
Says, first and foremost, thank you for giving us better class maggots even more content to indulge in. You have built an amazing team, Rob. Thank you. She's talking about Rad TV at members.radradio.com. We got Kyle's Corner. It's a brand new series. The second season of the Probcast is back. Brandon's second season of the Prodcast will be tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Dawn has two new series, is. We've dropped the first episode already. The second episode of The Hen House is today in 3 hours at noon on Rad TV at members.radradio.com. Christine says, now on to important business. Oh. Okay. My fellow better class friend Ashley may have written an email, as she does every year. She did not. Oops. Just in case, happy birthday to someone who is sweet, fun, and gorgeous. That's right, it's my birthday.
Yay, yay, you!
And Ashley really is not your friend.
Oh, no.
She did not write in at all. I write this as I sit at the nurse's station a little over halfway through my first shift of the week. Well, all right. We appreciate it. Ashley doesn't.
Happy nurse's week.
Ashley hates you, but we appreciate you. Also, we got this follow-up from Mackenzie. During Jokes on the Maggots, there was a joke about, oh, I got $500 in birthday cards. I love being a postal carrier or whatever. And pointed out, you know, that I thought of Kyle. And sure enough, Kyle's already, he's like 18 steps ahead of us. Oh, yeah. He's sorting the mail based on whether or not it feels like there's credit cards, gift cards, those kind of things.
Damn straight.
Now, I've had 5-6 minutes to stew on this because this whole thing falls apart if you think about it to me. In a couple, the first one was obvious, and then the second one, like, just hit me right before we went on the air. It's from Mackenzie.
Hey, Mackenzie.
She says, I feel like if Kyle were a mailman.
Mail person.
He would also play lookout for high school kids.
What?
And if it looked like it was a progress report from school, he'd trash it. Now, my first inclination was, I don't think so. I don't think Kyle would. The idea being that way the kids don't get in trouble. But I don't think you would feel sympathetic.
Yeah, our education system is terrible. I want our kids to be smarter. I'm done dealing with these uneducated idiots out in public. So it'd be great if they'd actually have the parents look at their progress reports.
I like that.
What?
You see what's happening? That's the first sign of old manism. Yeah, they want these kids in public. They're uneducated. Yeah. I like
that. Come to the dark side. Yeah, I see Kyle wanting them to get in trouble. He would deliver those first and right away.
I go knock on the door.
Right.
Now.
He'd make sure he was handing it to the parents so the little creep couldn't, like, steal it from the parents.
These were all the thoughts I had, and then I had another thought, but remember, I don't have kids, and I don't know people who have kids. The minute you have a child, you're no longer in my life. Sorry, Brando, I love you professionally.
Bye. Oh, my gosh, Rob.
So I don't know if this is accurate, but as I was thinking it through just before we went on the air, I went, do we still mail progress reports? Isn't all this stuff done online now?
Probably. It's probably through email.
So the whole thing falls apart.
Yeah, they're usually sent with the kid if it is a physical copy or it is online.
I'm wondering also if some school districts don't even allow progress reports because you don't want the kid to feel bad.
So you got that angle. So if they're sent with the kid, Brandon, you mean there's no way of saying we didn't get it? It's like, well, we sent it home with her.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
Okay,
and then you can find it on the app. There's of course there's an app.
Oh, of course there is. Yes.
So I rethought Mackenzie's situation, and this is what I might do instead. I'd find the high school kids. I'd look for the bad troubled ones. I'd wait for the progress reports to come in, and I'd go up, talk to the kids, be like, "Hey, I've got your progress report.
Here we go.
$20 says it goes into the trash real quick."
The minute you started, I was like, "Yep, extortion." Twisting your brain for a really cool prize. Action, adventure, sci-fi, comedy. Just take the film and you'll reign supreme. You're a movie master. Movie master.
And thank God they have an app or another way for the parents to see it. Because sure, here, kid, take this home. Like your kid. Some kids are going to take it home.
Well, yeah, but at first I had that thought, but that's why I said, well, there's no way for the kid to claim when they say, because usually you have to sign them and bring them back. And when the teacher's like, well, where is it? You can't claim it didn't get home because then it's a phone call to the parents.
Well, then that's when the dog ate it.
So,
right?
So I'm okay with all that because, none of that's going to fly. I mean, but yes, easier done.
I have the backup app here, kiddo. Where is it?
We have a pair of tickets to see George Lopez at Hard Rock Live. Sacramento, Saturday night, September 21st. You're qualified for the grand prize on Friday to be upgraded to the front row. Nikki, you're caller 18. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
If you know the movie that the clip is from, you win. If not, we'll go to Kim.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
And Farrah, you're caller 20.
Good morning.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you say Farrah? Thera?
Yes, Farrah.
Farrah.
Like Farrah Abraham. Oh. Okay. Two different examples. One from the 70s, one from the aughts. Both sluts. We're looking for a 1990 comedy.
Gotcha.
Algiers Watusi growth formula. All right.
Like it's going to matter. What is that what is that clip, once again, from a 1990 comedy?
Algiers Watusi growth formula. All right.
All right, Nikki, what's the movie?
Sea Patrol?
I'm sorry, say it again.
Sea Patrol?
One more time.
Sea Patrol.
Are you saying S-K-I Patrol?
S-K-I.
Okay.
Essence travel difficult. Like they don't travel well on the phone.
Right, right. Ski patrol.
Ski patrol.
I thought I was hearing B.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, that's good. You verify.
Yeah, and it wasn't verifying to actually hear it. It was because I couldn't believe anybody knew the goddamn movie.
Oh.
And the heading is always, well, if you're going to go see George Lopez, you should know this. Well, George Lopez had a small role in the movie Ski Patrol.
Oh, really?
From 1990. The story was about Pops, played by actor Ray Walston, who's in the who's the longtime owner of an easygoing ski lodge. But its future is put in jeopardy by cutthroat businessman played by Martin Mull.
Mm-hmm.
Intent on replacing the lodge with an enormous resort, Martin Mull's character schemes to get Pops' lease revoked.
Of course. Aww.
What he doesn't count on, though, is the mountain's madcap ski patrol. Is that where George Lopez comes in?
Yeah, he's part of the patrol.
Okay. As the crazed crew leaps into action to save Pops' business, Martin Mull's character begins to wish he'd never thought of building his eyesore their winter playground.
That's right, you mean businessman.
Right. As portrayed in a madcap comedy called Ski Patrol.
Got your gift.
Well, isn't it my lucky day? Algiers Watusi growth formula. Huh? All right, yeah, ha-ha.
Hey, Murray, we're just trying to help, okay? We know you have a complex about your height.
I don't have a complex about my height. The only thing complex around here is how I'm going to get you nitwits through recertification.
Sounds hilarious.
Is that Leslie
Jordan?
Or
He's the old man in the movie.
And
when
he passed away.
Ray Walston? Is that who that was?
No.
Was it the Ray
Leslie
Walston
Jordan?
Character?
Leslie Jordan, I think, is who I was thinking of. That sounded like his voice.
It did sound like him.
Yeah.
I don't have him on the credits list, but we don't list everybody. Who cares? Google it yourselves. Yeah, he's dead, actually, right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was.
There we go.
Yay.
All right. Confirm. Great. If you need a Leslie Jordan moment, put yourself through Ski Patrol just to see him. Or Google it, YouTube it. You can actually just see the scene. We have three more chances for you to win the George Lopez tickets tomorrow morning, 7, 8, and 9 a.m.
Rob. Anybody. And Dawn. The Rob. Anybody. And Dawn Show.